This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kelly Epley joins me live in studio. He's the executive director of the Building Goodness Foundation with an update. What's the latest from Haiti?
From Haiti?
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of hard to follow the Peloponnesian War in Linden and all of that with Haiti.
See, on this program, we are a mile wide and a mile deep. That's how I like to look at it.
Global perspective.
We do it all,
yeah,
Kelly.
We do it all. Well, thanks, Coy, for letting me be here today.
Sure.
Haiti is, I don't know if people who've been following it lately, they're doing a recount. There were some disturbances after a close election. There was a forerunner, and then there were two. They were close behind somewhat, but their constitution requires there to be only two people who run for president. And the person who plays third has a very broad following in Haiti, especially in people who are marginalized right now. So there have been disturbances lately questioning that vote. There's been a recount, and the recount has brought a little bit of calm. So right now everyone's waiting for the recount, and different political characters are posturing and questioning the recount, and that's pretty much politics as normal in Haiti during an election, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and of course the illnesses following the earthquake, that outbreak continues.
Yeah, that's up the heat on everything. You're talking about a situation where there's a lot of social unrest because there are more than a million people homeless, and then everyone knows generally about the cholera outbreak, where in specific pockets in different places, not where we work, I want to quickly add, our volunteers are very safe, but pockets where conditions are very deplorable and medical care is not present. Cholera has opened up, but I think the Red Cross has sent down an amazing number of resources to help cover that. But Haiti is a difficult place to be right now, just because the earthquake devastated so much of the infrastructure, and it didn't have a very good infrastructure to start with.
Is it still a mess? Let me just be blunt about it. It's still a mess.
It's still a mess. People
I mean, it sort of fell off the front pages to a certain extent, the elections there, but it's still just a horrible, tragic mess.
I'll talk about it as being a mess, but I want to say at the same time, we've had 140 volunteers go since the earthquake, and a lot of people who go there come back saying, I've always felt safe, but they see amazing devastation. You can drive outside of Port-au-Prince and see what seems miles after mile of debris that they've been carrying away. But then you hear reports that only 5% of the earthquake debris has been removed from Port-au-Prince. So just getting your head around how much destruction was done during the earthquake is difficult.
95% of the rubble still laying there.
Still there.
And there's bodies underneath that rubble still,
probably,
right?
Probably in some places, yes. Yeah. Tens of thousands of Haitians are employed removing that rubble with wheelbarrows and hammers, and it's their trucks carrying it out, but it's just a lot of...
Kelly, remind us what Building Goodness Foundation is doing in Haiti and does here as well.
Thanks. Building Goodness is a local-based group where all of our volunteers come primarily from local. It is a Charlottesville group. We've helped 17 local nonprofits with their buildings. We've added almost $1 million of capital improvements to local nonprofit buildings, our partners. But we've started in Haiti. So we've become sort of the go-to place to talk about Haiti. A lot of our volunteers have traveled there over the years. The Building Goodness started there, helping a group that was reforesting, putting in trees, and has planted more than 8 million trees about 3 hours from Port-au-Prince. That's a huge need in Haiti. We've built two medical clinics there in other parts of Haiti, one in the north in Cap-Haitien and one in a community called Thomasine. Now we've received the bricks and mortar donations, not the operational funding, but the bricks and mortar donations to be involved in rebuilding two schools and two community-based churches, a volunteer residence, and 100 houses to help. So we're very involved in Haiti. We've sent 20 groups so far this year. We'll send 40 next year. We've already scheduled them.
Wow.
A lot of
people. So twice as many volunteer trips down there.
That's right. Yeah. And that is, we've already sent more this year than we did the previous 10 years put together.
Holy cow.
And we're only 12 years old. So it says a lot for our community, how many people locally want to be involved in what's going on in Haiti.
Well, and it says a lot too about your leadership, Kelly, is the ability to bring people together and energize people and excite people. And, you know, it's one of the things you do so well.
Well, thanks, Coy. You're kind. But, you know, the builders do it.
Yeah.
I mean, the founders Howard Pape, Jack Stoner, Mike Cernick has branched into other construction companies now who draw a lot of their volunteers from the building community.
Yeah.
Our volunteers are primarily skilled. They're all professional builders mainly. Some community members go who have some skills. So these are not just volunteers showing up and saying, put me to work. These are volunteers who know how to design and build buildings
yeah.
that are key to a community.
Which goes on around here too, right? I mean, it's not
right.
just a Haiti thing.
Yeah, we've this past year, we've finished up work with Monticello Community Action Agency and Sexual Assault Resource Agency and Discovery Museum and Arc of the Piedmont, Camp Holly Trails. We've worked with sort of a lot of nonprofits locally who need work done on their buildings, and we support them.
So yeah,
our
yeah.
job is to support them as they do what they do.
I'm curious, before we let you go, I'm curious, any lessons that you've learned in this Haiti experience? I mean, what a time to be doing volunteer work in Haiti when just all hell broke loose.
It is, and we've learned a lot of lessons about being a smaller nonprofit, being involved in a country like Haiti. I think we've learned a lot on the political scene and international scene about development. I want to quote Paul Farmer's article about five lessons from Haiti's disaster. He's a medical anthropologist from Harvard. He's got some points that are out there on the internet now that are, I think we should listen to, that jobs are everything right now in Haiti. If a group's going to be involved, give people jobs so that they can help themselves. And Building Goodness is doing that. We employ a large number of Haitians in our groups as we send out Americans.
Yeah.
So it's not just
it was one of the lessons from the Great Depression.
Exactly.
The best thing that the government did was lend a hand in helping to get people back to work.
Right, right. And we've learned our role better and better is to go in and help teach Haitians how to construct a better concrete form and better better support system. And
so it's not so prone to...
No, our engineers, yeah. our architects, our builders are trainers. In fact, they end up being teachers as much as workers, probably more than workers. Paul Farmer says, don't starve the government. That's a real political hot point because people don't want to give the Haitian government money because they're afraid it'll all go. But you can't run the place.
It's corrupt, yeah. It's corrupt. The money would just disappear. But
he calls for verification. Give them some place to go, housing. Housing is a huge need down there. We're building 100 homes. We've developed a culturally appropriate Haitian house that is portable and module and
nice.
Can go up. So we're
remind us of the website.
It is buildinggoodness.org.
There you go. Kelly Epley, the Executive Director of Building Goodness Foundation right here in Charlottesville in Central Virginia. A whole lot of people doing some fantastic work. Buildinggoodness.org. Kelly, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Coy. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.